And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 17th of November, 2013. It was on this date in 1800 that Congress met in the Capitol building in Washington for the first time. The Senate, the House, Supreme Court, Library of Congress, some district courts all came in under one roof. There was heavy snow in Washington that day, and the big parade had to be canceled. And when they arrived, the congressman noticed that the building had no heat. In its early days, the Capitol was used on Sundays as a church. President Jefferson, President Madison attended services there. The Capitol was completed just in time for the building to be burned by the British in 1814 during the War of 1812. Reconstruction began in 1815, was completed in 1819. And by 1850, with all the new states and their new congressmen, the building needed to be expanded. It was made nearly twice as long. They tore down the old timber dome, replaced it with a much higher cast iron dome that we know today. It was on this date, 1970, Douglas Engelbart received a patent for the first computer mouse. He wanted to develop easy, intuitive ways for people to interact with technology, and he made this wooden shell over two metal wheels, and they called it a mouse because the cord resembled a mouse's tail. The company that he worked for licensed the mouse to Apple for just $40,000. Engelbart got no royalties from it. It was on this day in 1558, Queen Elizabeth I ascended to the English throne at the age of 25. She was a Protestant, but she gave Catholics the freedom to worship. She went on walking tours in public so that ordinary people could see her all dressed up in elaborate gowns and jewels. She commissioned portraits of herself. When she got word that the Spanish Armada was sailing toward England, she rode out to rally her troops in a white gown and silver breastplate, and she presided over an English Renaissance in literature by simply lifting the ban on theaters, which was a great boon to the career of William Shakespeare. And it's the birthday of the novelist and historian Shelby Foote, born Greenville, Mississippi, 1916, best known for his trilogy, The Civil War, A Narrative. Shelby Foote, who once told William Faulkner, "You know, I have every right to be a better writer than you. Your literary idols were Joseph Conrad and Sherwood Anderson. Mine are Marcel Proust and you, my writers, are better than yours." Shelby Foote spent the last 25 years of his life working on an epic novel about Mississippi called Two Gates to the City, which remained unfinished when he died in 2006. Here's a poem for today by David Middleton, Summer Ending. Green blades grow pale and still below this windowsill, whose clearest panes a sheer light stains when passes where it will. The grasses crickets cry, compelled to mate and die, and thus to share, though unaware, in my more chilling sigh. For here I rock and stare, grown old in this old chair, alert to what crickets are not, hope woven with despair. The first leaves reach my door, pecan and sycamore, as summer ends and fall portends what winter knows before. David Middleton's poem Summer Ending from The Fiddler of Driscoll Hill, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.